We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis producing things, and we've got Dr. Lori Goetsch, Dean of Libraries at K-State and Hale Library. We're talking about the progress going on there. Of course, they had a fire in May of 2018, and the progress is moving along nicely here as they're getting ready to reopen the first floor here when the when school resumes somewhere around the first day of classes. And one of the new things that will be featured in there, as we were talking during the break, sounds pretty exciting, an innovation lab.
Yeah, let me tell you a little bit more about that. We have a two-story lab within Hale Library funded by the Sunderland Foundation in Kansas City, the Sunderland Foundation Innovation Lab. It'll be an opportunity for students to experiment and work with new technologies like artificial intelligence and virtual reality. We'll have 3D printers and other makerspace that students will be able to take advantage of. So it's a real kind of step into the future for the K-State libraries to offer those kind of services. It's a partnership between the libraries and the Information Technology Assistance Center that's part of campus IT services.
Really bringing it into the 21st century here. 3D printers, I mean, those are really neat, all the possibilities that can be done on those.
Yeah, there should be a lot of fun, and I hope students find a way to use those for their classwork and also for recreation. We want people to come in and be able to experiment and kind of play with this new technology.
Now, will that be open from day one here? Because I know it is partially on the first and second floor.
Yeah, no, it won't be. It won't be open until later in 2020.
Okay. So that will kind of go along with the openings there. So the Innovation Lab, while we're on that, who do you think will be utilizing this the most? Will it be science students or?
I think it will mostly be students in the STEM fields, but we hope to really encourage use by others as well. We know there are some smaller maker labs elsewhere on campus in architecture and engineering and even over in the College of Education for elementary and high school students to learn how to use those technologies in their teaching. So we hope to bring in a wide variety of students and faculty into that space.
Absolutely. What a great opportunity here for students there. The second floor, as mentioned, won't be open here when school starts. That'll be next semester, correct?
That's correct, yeah. The plan is that we would open the second floor second semester. Not a whole lot of changes on that floor. It's going to be pretty similar to what it was prior to the fire. There'll be a lot of computer workstations in that area. Our help desk, where you can get assistance with library resources and also with information technology, will be available starting spring semester. We don't really have any services on the first floor this coming semester, except for a small welcome desk that'll be staffed to answer some basic questions about using the reservation system for the group study rooms, for example. But staff will start to come back into the building a little more starting spring semester.
Okay, and then the other floors in the building, that'll be later on as time goes on.
Right, the second and fifth floors will be worked on first, or next, I guess I should say, and then the rest of the building. So the goal is to have the entire building completely renovated by the end of 2020.
Okay. Now, one thing that whenever you have a fire at a library that you really have to worry about is the books, and I know you've had, a lot of the books were able to be salvaged and they've been put in storage. When will that stuff start coming back?
That will come back after the renovation is done. We don't want to bring the books back in when there's a lot of construction dust and activity going on in the building. So the books will come in after the renovation is completed.
And some of those books are pretty old.
Yeah, our special collections materials will actually come back sooner. We'll start to be able to bring those back sooner into the fifth floor special collections area.
How much is, as far as the books and publications were lost in the fire?
The loss was very small. We were really fortunate. Every book in the library was damaged by smoke. So we have had to treat every book individually. We are working with the Belfour Restoration Company, and they are taking and cleaning 1.5 million books that we took out of the building. They Wow. clean those books individually with a HEPA vacuum and a chemical sponge, and then they put it in an ozone chamber for about 12 hours, and that ozone takes the smoke smell out of the book.
Wow.
And then they are just storing the books until we can bring them back.
That is interesting. I had no idea that that
yeah,
happened.
It's quite a project. They're still in the process of doing that. They're not done cleaning yet.
I can see Dave there. Dave, do you have a question?
You know, I'm full of questions. What is your greatest takeaway from this, and maybe the biggest challenge and the thing that you're most excited about?
I think the biggest challenge was what to do to provide library services when you don't have a physical building. And I think one thing that we learned and that we really tried to promote is we have so many resources available electronically that there is still a lot of research that you can do without the physical library. But people really missed the physicality of being in that building. Not just for the resources that are in it, but for the use of the building for study and community. And I think that was one of the hardest things, was to take that building offline. I think one of the things I'm looking forward to the most probably is the opening of the first floor. The first floor is being funded in part by Dave and Ellie Everett, who are longtime donors to K-State, and it will be named the Dave and Ellie Everett Learning Commons. And so we're very excited to get that open for the Everetts and to honor their gift to the libraries.
Awesome. Well, the entire project, it's been incredible to watch it come to fruition. And I think, you know, you mentioned people like going to the library. I think it's because there's so many things to distract you, especially if you're trying to study. Being in your dorm studying, I wouldn't think, you know, you got your TV, you got your devices. The library is a nice, quiet space, and I think there's a lot of value in that.
One of the things that we're doing as we renovate up through the building is going from kind of a noisier floor to a semi-noisy floor to a quiet floor to a silent floor. So students who really need that, I've got to be in absolute silence in order to do my studies and to get my work done, will still have that opportunity in Hale Library.
That's great. So again, remind us about time frame here for the first floor. It's going to be right around the first of classes.
Right around the first day of classes. We may not hit that on mark directly on the nose, but it will be, I would think, within that first week of classes that we'll open up that portion of the first floor.
Okay. Got to be excited, I imagine.
I am excited. We're looking forward to welcoming everybody back into the building.
Very good. Well, Dr. Getch, we appreciate you coming on and sharing some details about the progress, and good luck going forward.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. More in focus after this. News Radio KMAN.